Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Imoi, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Moedkatan Daf Tes. My daf started a few lines into Daf Tes, but maybe somebody else's daf ended at the bottom of Chesem Beis. So we'll back it up a little bit. We're broadcasting to you live from Beaver Creek, Colorado. Very exciting. The next week, the Shiurim will take place from here in Colorado, 2 hours earlier, 2 hours later on New York time. Okay, so the end of Daf Chesem and Beis, the Gemara just presented four different opinions on exactly why you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara presented first Rabbi Chanina, Lefi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, B'Pnei She'meiniach Simchas HaRegel V'Osek B'Simchas Ishto. It's not such a problem, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, it's more an issue that we're afraid that Yontif is not going to get its due if you're going to have a chasna. And the Gemara quoted a pasuk. V'samacht b'chechech v'lo b'yishtecha. Then Ula said, "B'mpeya torach." It's going to be too much tircha on a Yontif. You have to prepare for a chasna and put it together on Yontif. That's a lot of tircha. And Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "M'pnei bitul peri v'rivya." Fascinating reason that we're afraid that if we allow you to get married in Chol HaMoed, people are going to delay the weddings till Yontif to be able to kill two birds with one stone, so chasnas are going to get delayed, and when chasnas get delayed, it's a bad thing, because if a chasna is supposed to happen, and it's going to get delayed, then there's going to be bitul. Sometimes the wedding won't happen, people get whatever will happen, and just stam the fact that there couldn't be children in the world for those few months that you're delaying, it's bitul purview. So we'll take it from the bottom line, even though I already did this in my daf, but here we go. Meisive, let's take it from the bottom line with chesem and beis. So the Gemara has a question against all four opinions. All of these, the Chachamim said that all these Chachamim said you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. Mutar and Lisa, Erev Haregel. Erev Yontif, you're allowed to. Kasha Lekulu, the Gemara says, is a question against all four opinions. Because you're going to have Sheva Brachas is going to go into Yontif. So all the same Kashas that you asked about the wedding is going to be a Sheva Brachas. It's going to be too much. You're going to be all metapel in the Simcha there. There's going to be Tircha. There's going to be Bitul Peri V'Rivya. People are going to delay it to be able to count the Sheva Brachas meals together with the wedding meals. The Gemara says, low Kasha. No, it's not a problem. Laman Damar Mishem Simcha. The Mefarshim say it's the first two opinions. Both of the first two opinions. Iker Simcha Chad Yomhu. Now, the main Simcha is only the first day of the Chasno. So it's Erev Yontif. It's the first day. We're not worried about Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is Simcha, but it's not so much Simcha that's going to take away from the Yontif. L'manda Mishim Tircha Iker Tircha Chad Yomhu. Same thing when it comes to Tircha. The main Tircha of a wedding is only on the first day. Either it's going to be Sheva Brachas. Okay, that's Tircha, but it's not like the Tircha of a wedding. So we're not worried the fact that there's going to be tercha, the rest of Yontif. It's not such a big tercha. And the opinion that said we're afraid that you're going to delay the chasana all the way till Yontif. You can delay the chasana for the ability to be able to get married on Erev Yontif. That one day it's going to work out to have that chasana Erev Yontif. We're not worried people are going to push off the wedding for that. When you had a whole week that you could make the wedding Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, then we're worried people are going to delay it because one of those days will work out. But it's going to be that there's going to be a hall available and the Kala's aunt is going to be able to make it on that day, Erev Yontif. For one day, people aren't going to delay a wedding because maybe it won't happen. Okay, now we cut up to my daf yomi. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Udein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha Minolan. What is the source? How do we know this principle of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha?
I thought Mishum Bitul Peri V'Rivya was that they're going to push off the wedding to coincide with Yontif so that Sheva Brachos, they save money.
Yeah, so you're saying they're still going to be able to save the money for Sheva Brachos.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking? No, but again, but the Iker point is that we're not worried you're going to delay a wedding if you only have one shot. If you can get married on any day of Chol HaMoed, at least you have a 5-day window that the wedding could fall out. But if the only day you're allowed to get married is Erev Yontif, the chances of the wedding working out that day are very slim. What's the chance that the hall is going to be there and the Kala's family and the Chassan, everyone, no one is going to have a competing event on that. Someone's going to have an important business meeting, whatever it's going to be. So if it's one day, we're not worried. The guy's going to delay the chasna for one day.
And it wasn't a common then also to get married. They got married on Fridays.
So ah, the Shulchan Aruch points that as a big machlokas nowadays. Are you allowed to get married on Friday and can you have the marriage on Friday and the Suda Friday night? That's a machlokas. The Mechaber Paskins, yes. The Magen Avraham, I think, Paskins, no.
Rehutna
did it for his own wedding, to save
wedding. For his daughter.
Because he didn't have money.
Rehutna had money.
He had money, okay. He did it, okay. Okay, good. Okay, says the Gemara, Udein Marvin Simcha Saminon, where's the source? Tichsiv. The Pasuk by Malachim Aleph, by the feast, the seven-day feast that was made for the conclusion of the Beis Medrash. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Good to see you. Good morning, Ruben. Good morning, Chanachana. Here we go. So the Gemara says, we learned it from the Suda that Shlomo HaMelech made when they were celebrating the building of the Beis HaMedrash, the dedication of the Beis HaMedrash. What a dedication ceremony. 7 days. Seven days partying for the Beis HaMikdash, followed by 7 days of Sukkos, Sach HaKol, 14 days. V'im Isa, d'ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And if you'll tell me that you're allowed to mix them, what would be so bad if you would delay it and people wouldn't have to take off from work for 14 days, delay it by another 7 days and let people kill two birds at one stone? Why did he make the party 7 days before? And he caused them, we're going to see in a second, they didn't even fast on Yom Kippur that year. Unbelievable. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur. It was the 7 days before Sukkos. So, v'im Isa, d'ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Yibayle, Laminta arachag. Wait till Sukkos. Ume'ebet shiva lahacha ulahacha. And have the 7 days do double duty. Celebrate the Bidyan Beis HaMikdash. Must be Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says God, what are you talking about? V'dilma minta lo natrinan. V'eched strami atinan. Maybe if you finish building the Beis HaMikdash 7 days before, it's the Beis HaMikdash we're talking about over here. You can't just delay it 7 days. But if it would have fallen out, if they actually would have completed the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos, maybe they would have done double duty. And you don't have any riot from here. Maybe the reason why they did seven and then seven, because that's when they finished the work. Says the Gemara, no, Yibayli l'shiyure porta. They should have delayed. If it was really mutta to have ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, they should have delayed. You know, whenever you do a construction project, the last few things take a little bit longer. So they could have delayed one thing for a week, and they would have delayed it. Why didn't they delay it? From the fact that they didn't delay it, shows the Amar Simcha Simcha. Says the Gemara, same kasha. What do you mean? Shiur bin Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo Shireen. Okay, when you're doing a project in your house, if you don't have the cash ready, you could tell the contractor to come back in a week. But the Beis HaMikdash we're talking about over here, you can't delay the Beis HaMikdash. Shiur bin Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo Shireen. Says the Gemara, Yibayli the Shiur ba'amakalya orev. No, they should have delayed the extra Amma on top of the Beis HaMikdash. There was an Amma, a beam. On top that had nails sticking out of it so that the birds should not roost on top of the Beis HaMikdash. I guess they shouldn't go to the bathroom over there, would be disgraceful. So that's not part of the actual binyan. So just delay that and you would be okay. Says Gemara, no. Amakaya Oriv, Tzorach Binyan Abayasu. That's also part of the Beis HaMikdash. That was part of the 30 Amas of the height. That was the last Amma. The building itself was 29. Then you had the Amakaya Oriv was the 30th Amma. So it's part of the Iker Binyan, so you couldn't delay it. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. So this can't be a good source. So it's a different detail within the source. Ella, midimiyater kra. No, it's because there's an extra pasuk. Michti. Ksiv arba asar yom, shivas yom, shivas yom, lamali. It already said the party was 14 days. Why do you have to highlight that it was 7 days and 7 days? I could count, obviously. If I know it's 7 days and 7 days, I know it's 14 days. What does the pasuk have to say? 14 days, of which 7 days and 7 days must be, because the Navi is trying to highlight to us that Simcha of Yontif and the Simcha of Beis HaMikdash need to be bifurcated, need to be separated. They can't come together. Shivas Yom Shid Lamali, Shema Mina, Hani L'chud, V'Hani L'chud. Amir Panacham Rabbi Yochanan, Os Hashana Lo Asa Yisrael Siyom HaKippurim. Unbelievable. Ah, Rav Mordechai, great to see you this morning. Shir wouldn't be complete without Rav Mordechai. That year, the Gemara says something unbelievable. That year, they did not celebrate Yom Kippur. They ate on Yom Kippur that year. That year, they ate on Yom Kippur. The Achronim discuss, what about the other five Inuyim? Did they do the other five Inuyim? So in the Shut Shoal Umeshiv, he writes that there's a machlokas. We learned in Yuma, a little chazar from Daf Yom Yuma, that there's a machlokas harishonim whether or not the other four inuyim are doraisa or derabanan. Some say only Achilu Shasi is Daraisa, but the other five Inuyim are the Rabbanis. And the Shut Shol Meisha writes, if you say that the Rabbanim, maybe they only were observed after the Churban. So Bizman, it was a later Takana. So Bizman Beis Meisha, there were no other Inuyim. The Or Sameach writes, no. So that's one issue. Then the Or Sameach also writes, what about, did they do the Avoda in Yom Kippur that year? So the Or Sameach writes, they did the Avoda, but the Sfarno on Chumash seems to say not that way. But anyway, so they didn't fast. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara, Oysa Shana L'Asi Sos Yom HaKippur. And they weren't sure that it was the right thing. Maybe we'd be chayv kares. Big machloek is what kares is. Either you die before 50, or you die before 60, or you die without kids, or your kids die before you. Some Rishonim understand that kares is, that if the Torah describes kares in different ways, sometimes it says ariri. If it says ariri, it means you can die without kids. Sometimes it says hikares, you're going to be even la'olam haba. So the Ramban writes that sometimes if the Torah writes, there might be different kinds of kares. Depending, different averas might have different kares. Maybe an ein lo chelek la'olam haba might be part of kares too. Depends which avera you do. So,
who decided that
you
shouldn't fast?
The Gemara is going to say it. Let's see. What's a baskol? A heavenly voice. Some say it's called a baskol because it's like an echo. You know, you scream to the in the sky, right? Go up on the mountain today, on the mountain, and yell. And you'll hear a few seconds later, there'll be something else will respond. So some say it's called a baskol, the daughter of a call. What do you mean the daughter of a call? You don't hear the actual voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hear the echo. You hear echo like on a mountain. That's why some say it's called a baskol. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says like that. Tosfos Yantav in Yavama says that it's a lower level of nevuah. That's why it's called a bas kol, not a ben kol. I don't know if the bas is a little weaker nevuah. This is what Akash Baruch sometimes uses to lahagid sodo liyareyav, to tell his secrets to those people who want to know. So yasa bas kol v'amalem kolche mezumanim l'chai olam haba. Don't worry that you fasted. You're going to get all happy. The Gemara is going to say a little bit later. How they what the back and forth was. It says Gemara, my derosh. So, right, Shlomo HaMelech. The Mefarshim here say Shlomo HaMelech v'haSanhedrin. What was the drasha that Shlomo and the Sanhedrin darshined to come to this conclusion that they shouldn't fast Yom Kippur that year? Amru kavachomer. They said, let's make a kavachomer. Uma Mishkan. The dedication ceremony of the Mishkan, when the 12 Nesiim brought their Karbanos, it was Doche Shabbos. Their Karbanos Yachid of the Nesiim was Doche Shabbos. How do I know? Because they brought 12 days in a row. So Mustamba, they had to bring on Shabbos. So Amru Kavachomer. Uma Mishkan, the dedication of the Mishkan. She'en Kedushas or Kedushas Oilam. It's not Kadosh forever. The Karban Yachid. And the Karbanos of the Nesiim were Karbanos Yachid. V'doche Shabbos, which is an Isser, de Isser Skila. Shabbos is a really serious Isser, it's an Isser Skila. Migdash, Dikdushas, Dikdushas Olam, it's Kadosh forever. The Karban Sibor and all the Karbanos that were brought during the dedication were Karbanos Sibor. V'yom HaKippurim, Denesh Karis, it's a lower level Kedush of Yom Kippur. Lo Kol Shekein. How much more so should we doche it? Okay, so good. They had a good kal v'chomer. So why were they nervous? El amai ha yudogim. No, maybe there's a perch in the kal v'chomer. Hasam tzarech gavoa. There, by the Mishkan, the karbanos were for the Ribono Shlom. The dechi of Shabbos was for the sake of the karbanos of the Ribono Shlom. But hacha, here, they were doche yom kippur. Achilu shasi was bidei adam. Tzarech hediot. It was for the purposes of Bnei Adam. So they were choshesh, maybe it wasn't a good kal v'chomer. Asks the Gemara, Hachanami me'eved le'ebdu, mecha lo nichlu v'lo lishtu. Let them just bring makar of the karbanos and not eat and drink them. Answers the Gemara, ein simcha b'lo achilu shasiya. No, that would not be an appropriate, right? Jews, we can't celebrate without eating and drinking. So ein simcha b'lo achilu shasiya. You know that the whole makar of a siyum comes from the ceremony of Shlomo HaMelech, the siyum that they made b'zman beis hamikdash. That's we say the same thing. Ain simcha b'lo achilu shasiya. You have to eat. You have to eat by a siyum. So the Gemara asks, or the Gemara explains further. Exactly right. Umishkan didachi Shabbos minolan. So very nice. We learned that the suda of celebrating the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash is Dochi Yom Kippur. We learned it from Shabbos. Well, how do you know Shabbos was Docha? How do you know that the Karbanos of the Nesiim was Docha Shabbos? Mishkan didachi Shabbos minolan. Ilema midichsev bayom harishon. Uvayom hashvi. Okay, 7 days. Who says that was the seventh day in a row? Dilma Shvila Karbanos. Maybe it was just the seventh day of a Karban. Maybe they skipped Shabbos and went to Sunday. Says the no. Amar Nachman Yitzchak Damar Kra. B'yom Ashtei Asar Yom. Right? You ever wonder about that? It's a funny way to say. Yom Ashtei Asar Yom. What kind of ridiculous way? So the Gemara says, you're right. There's an extra word Yom to teach me the following. Ma Yom Kulo Ratzav. Just like a day, hour after hour after hour goes one after the next. It's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You can't do anything to delay it. It's Ratzuf. Af Ashtei Asar Kulam Ritzufin. So to those 11 days were in order. Vidilma Yamim Haruim. No, who says it means 11 straight days? Maybe it means days that you don't have to be Michal Shabbos. No, we have another pasuk. Ksiv Karachina Biyom Shnei Masar Yom. Now see the name Naftali. Ma Yom Kularatzav Shnei Masar Yom Kularatzav. I Vidilma Hachanam Yom Tzufin Imkain Trey Kroy Lamale. What do I need two psukim for? I have two psukim to teach me Ritzifus. Says the Gemara, Migdash Tadocha Yom HaKippurim, Umigdash Tadocha Yom HaKippurim Minalan. How do you know that over there they did it consecutive days? Ilim Midlichsev Arba Asar Yom, Vidilma Yom Haruyim. Says Gemara, Gomar Yom Yom Mehasam. No, we have Xer Shava Yom Yom from the Mishkan. Yatza Baskol, so they weren't sure. Maybe it was a bad Kavachoyim. How do you know that they were nimchal? That taka, that it was a good kal v'chomer, and Hashem was meichal them. We'll talk about it in a second. Why they need mechila, if it was mutter.
What is the Basco telling about old Haba help for Kares? If Kares is in this world.
Oh, excellent. So some bring a raya, taka, from this. Excellent. Let's read it. We'll read it in a second. Alan, it's a very good hara. Beautiful Hara. Let's see. The Gemara is going to say it right out. You're right. That Gemara would seem to be a raya that Karis is not affected in Olam Haba. Very good. Uminolan da'achiluhu. How do you know? Well, maybe. You could read it either way. Uminolan da'achiluhu. How do you know that they actually had Mechila? Tatani Tachlifa. They learned in a Braisa. Tachlifa learned in a Braisa. So after the Beis HaMikdash, the dedication, Bayom HaShmini Shidach HaSa'am, Vayivarachu Es HaMelech, on the eighth day, they sent away the people and they blessed the king. They went to their tents happy and tovelev. The tents were clean because their women, no women were had a nida, were tamei and nida afterwards. So they were all betara. They were smechem because they had witnessed the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And whenever a person really experiences the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that is a great simcha. Tovei leiv, shkalecha vecha nisabra ishtu ben zachar. Wow. That they found out that each of their wives gave birth to a male offspring. Akol atova, sheyatz zabaskov amalem kulchem mizumanim l'chayi olam haba. So this, Alan, this would be a raya that it is, right? That karis is, gets you out of olam haba. Because here's the raya, the Gemara brings a raya, that they didn't have karis from the fact that they got olam haba. The Gemara says, the David Avdu Yisrael Amo, Bishlam Yisrael Amo de Achilu, they had Mechila. Avon Yom Kippur. El David Avdo Mahi, what was the special significance of David Avdo in this ceremony service? Amravida Marav, Bishash, Bigishlam Alachnes Aron Lamigdash, when Shlomo wanted to bring the Aron to the base of Mish, Dov Kusharim Zelazad, the gates were closed. Amar Shlomo Esav Abar Renano, see Davin 24 Tfilos Velo Nene, and he wasn't answered. Pasach Amar Susar Susar Mashechem, below Nana, he said the pasuk, open gates. They wouldn't go. Came and Hashem lokim al teshev pnei mishichecha zichra lechazdei David avdecha miyad Nana. Once he mentioned the chasadim of David HaMelech, that's when the gates of the Beis Hamikdash opened. Ba'isa shah nefchu pnei sonei David kishulei kidei rav yado akol shemachal akash baruchu alosa avon of Bathsheba. So all the people who were talking lashon hara about David HaMelech for the rest of his life about that maaseh with Bathsheba, he's not roy. it shows that his tshuva was accepted from the fact that the doors of the Beis Hamikdash would only open up when he mentioned about David HaMelech. So all the naysayers about David were all of a sudden shut up. They all had egg on their face because the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself clearly indicated that he had forgiven him. Now, just one interesting side point here is that it sounds from here like they needed forgiveness. They needed forgiveness. Why? What do you mean? If it was mutter, why they need forgiveness? So some want to bring a raya from here that it was dechuya. Like similarly, some of the achronim, the Chavis Yoyer writes that if a person's mechal Shabbos for a chola, the hutcher or dechuya, let's say a doctor has to, or anybody, have to be mechal Shabbos for a chola. So it could be the Chavis Yoyer, what's being raya from this gemara, that you still need kapara. You still need kapara. It's still called a ma'is aver. You were allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it. But certain times the ma'is aver say, here you see Klai Yisrael needed kapara anyway. Anyway, let's continue. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amsai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Geirim, two Tanoim, Tono Pashas de Darm, Bei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They learned Maseches de Darm in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. If to me neighbor Orta, so they wanted to say goodbye to him at night. But Safra in the morning, they hadn't left yet. They ended up sleeping over. Hadav come after him today. They went back to ask him again to say goodbye. Amalu Velavat, didn't you say goodbye to me last night? Amale Limad Tana Rabbeinu, Rebbe, you taught us. Talmud Sheniftar Me Rabbo, Lon Ba'oisah Ha'ir, if you slept over that night and you're leaving in the morning, you got to say goodbye to the Rebbe again. Again, they bless the king. Omar Le, Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, "Lebrei to his son, Rabbi Lazar. Bnei Adam Alol, these Tanaim, I see they're really great people. Anosh Mishel Tzura." These are great people. Zil gabein del varchuch. Maybe go hang out with them, so they'll give you a bracha. Oz ashkenim dukharam kori adadi. They found, so that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Chai's son, went and he found these two tanaim asking two kashas. Ksiv palis maga raglecha v'chol derachecha yichonanu. Measure out a light mitzvah versus a big mitzvah, and make sure, even if the light mitzvah is right in front of you, make sure to do the big mitzvah. Uksiv orachaim pentefales. Don't do that. Don't weigh the mitzvahs and say, I'm going to not do the small one and do the big one. If the small mitzvah could be done by somebody else, put it aside and do the big mitzvah. But if the small mitzvah can't be done by somebody else, make sure you do the small mitzvah that's right in front of you. And the Ran points out, we ain mavir and ala mitzvahs, right? You have to do the one that's in front of you. Then they asked another shiloh. The Torah is the most chash of anything else, and nothing else can compare to it. And therefore, sounds like only chafotzecha. If you're learning Torah, don't stop it to do your own thing. But a mitzvah, you should stop learning Torah to do the mitzvah. Are equivalent to the Torah, stop learning, go do the mitzvah. Happens all the time. I'm learning in the house, somebody knocks on the door. Are you supposed to stop learning to go give tzedakah or not? What are you supposed to do? So here it says, Chefzei Shemayim, you should stop. Uksiv, no kol chafatzim lo yishvuba, afilu chefzei Shemayim lo yishvuba. Even mitzvahs. Right, so the first opinion said, don't stop. Only chafatzecha, but Chefzei Shemayim are not shavah to Torah, so you don't stop. But the second says, no, afilu chefzei Shemayim lo yishvuba. You have to stop learning to go do the mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, kan b'mitzvah she'ef shal sosai de'acherim, v'kan mitzvah she'ef shal sosai de'acherim. If it's a mitzvah that can be done by somebody else, don't stop learning. If it's a mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else, you have to stop learning and go do the mitzvah. This is the way most Rishonim hold. That we don't apply, even though we have a rule called Osek Mitzvah Patana Mitzvah, and you should say, by Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Kalvachomer ben Menoshe Kalvachomer. We should say, don't stop learning to go do a mitzvah. So there's a number of answers about why we don't apply the normal rules of Osek Mitzvah Patana Mitzvah to Talmud Torah. So some want to say, Rabbi Chano Wasserman writes, well, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has a beautiful essay about this. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes that the Gemara says, Haloimid Amanas La, Shelo Amanas Lasos, a person learns Shelo Amanas Lasos, it's like a terrible, terrible thing. The whole goal of Talmud Torah is to teach you to do mitzvahs. So if you're in the middle of learning and a mitzvah opportunity comes up, you don't stop to do the mitzvah, it shows your whole learning was worthless. You're supposed to be a loy mid amanas lasos. If you don't stop learning to do a mitzvah, you're a lo min shalom and aslasos, and that's very bad. Others say, what do you mean? Like, yisibo yomim v'layla. If we would apply the rule of osi mitzvah ben and Talmud Torah, you'd never do any other mitzvahs every second. You're supposed to learn every second. Others say that, the Arsamech, I think, writes like this, that the whole mitzvah of learning Torah is only when you don't have any other mitzvahs. When you have another mitzvah in front of you, there is no mitzvah to learn Torah. The whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah is only when you're eating breakfast. So there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. You're supposed to be eating breakfast. When you're sleeping, there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. You're supposed to be sleeping. So the whole mitzvah is only when you're not doing anything else that you have to do. So all the other mitzvahs, that's why we don't say osi mitzvah patan mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Amrule. So finally, these rabbis were talking. They said to Rabbi Lazar, my bais hacha, what are you doing here? Amrule Abba zil gabai de levarchuch. Our father of Shimon Yochai said, we should come to you, they should give us a bracha. Amrule, so he gave him these brachos, which don't sound like much brachos at all. These two rabbis, they gave Rabbi Lazar, Shimon Yochai's son, they gave him the following brachos. Amrule, yehei rava de tiz rava lo techzat. You should plant and not harvest. Ta'ayo v'lo sepuk. You should bring stuff to sell, and you shouldn't be matzliach in selling it. With friends like this, with brachas like this, you don't need curses. Tepuk v'lo ta'ayo. You should spend money on buying merchandise, and it shouldn't be successful bringing it to here. Lichrav besach v'leisav ushbizach. Let your house get burnt down, but you're going to remain in the same house. Lebal bel pesortach, your table should always be all messed up. V'lo techse shata charata, you should never see a new year. Kiasal gabe avuos. Rabbi Lazar went back to his father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Amale, let me buy the bruch lo bercha. Not only did these two rabbis that you sent me to the brachas, not only did not give you brachas, avot tzurei tziuran. They gave me curses. Amalei, so Shimon Yochai told him, you have to listen carefully. You don't understand what these rabbis said. Everything that you think that they cursed you was really a bracha. Amalei, my amulach. Well, tell me what they told you. So they went through each one. They told him all the curses that he cursed him out. Amalei, Reb Shimon Yochai said to him, Hanach kulu birchasin. And you think those things are curses? Those things are all brachas. Tiz ravelo techzad, plant and don't harvest. Tolid banim, you're going to have kids. Velo yamusu, they're not going to get cut off. They're not going to get harvested. You're going to have kids, and your kids are going to live long. Ta'ayel velo sepuk. Ta'ayel kalsa, bring in daughters-in-law to your sons. But the daughters are never going to have to leave your house. They're never going to have to go back to their parents' house. For lo lemsu benach to lefkan, and your sons won't die, so your daughters won't go back to their parents' house. Tepuk v'lo sa'ayel. What did that mean? Tolid banta, you'll have a lot of daughters, and get them out of your house. V'lo yamusu gavrayu to lehedri levasach, and their husbands won't die, so your daughters won't come home. Lichrav besach v'leisu v'shpizach, your house will be burnt down, and you're going to have to live in your temporary house. The high almo shpizach. This world is a temporary world. The ahi almo besa. And the next world is the permanent world. So better you should have a long life in this world and not have to have an early exit to the permanent house. Tichsiv, kirbam batema la'olam, al tikri kirbam ela kivram. Your kever is your permanent house. So it's better to live long in your temporary house. Levalvel pesorach. You can always have a table with a messy table. You know why? Bibani ubansa. Because you have a lot of children and grandchildren running around the house, making it all a mess. So your table should all be a mess because you can have lots of children and grandchildren. You should always have a messy house. Velo techze shata charata. You're never going to see a new year. Deloy tomas intach. That your wife shouldn't die. Velo tinsiv insachrita. You're going to have a new life, a new year with a new wife. Should never happen to you. You're always going to, you and your wife should have a long, many long years together. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta ifter minei derav. He was saying goodbye to his Rebbe Rav. Amalei, lebrei, zil legabei delevarchuch. Go to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, and he should give you a bracha. Amalei, Yehei Rav delo tevayesh velo tizbayesh. So Hashem Chalavta said to Rav's son, don't embarrass people, and people won't embarrass you. Asa gabi ime, asa gabi avua. He came to Rav. Amale, my omalach, what did he tell you? Amale, milin ba'alma. He told me stupid, irrelevant, nonsensical things. Hu darmali, mil dam hu darmali. Amale, bracha, birchach, birchasa, devarchan kutcha, birchal Yisrael, v'tanaba. The bracha that he gave you was the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael. Tichsiv pasuk in Yov, va'achaltem achol v'sava, v'hilaltem v'lo yivoshu ami le'olam. V'yidatim k'yukeri sa'ani, v'lo yivoshu ami le'olam. If you don't embarrass people, people won't embarrass you. V'ayisa isha tachshi teha, a woman's allowed to put on makeup on chol ha'moed, tan rabbanim. Elohim tachshi tenoshim. Koicheles, a kind of like blue, around her eyes, upokeses, she braids her hair or divides parts of her hair, umavira, srak al panea, rouge, red rouge on her face. Vekadame ma'avera sakin al panea shalmata. She's allowed to shave her hair in the lower parts of her body. Divisu de Rav Chista mikashta banpe kalasa. Even though she was very old, she's still dressed up, mamish. Even though she had a daughter-in-law, Yosef Rav Huna Bar Chinuna Kamei de Rav Chista. So Rav Huna Bar Chinuna has told Rav Chista, you know, your wife, she's already older and she's already putting on makeup on Chol HaMoed. The Yosef Akamar Loishanu Ela Yalda Avol Zakena Lo. It's only the normal practice for the young girls to get all made up and dressed up, but an older woman has no heter to violate Chol HaMoed to get made up. Amarle, Rav Chisa said to Rav Huna, let me tell you something. Ha Elohim! He swore by the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Afilu imach, even your mother. Vafilu ima d'imach, even your grandmother. Vafilu emedes al kivra, even a woman who is on the door, on the footsteps, on the brink of her grave, is allowed to get made up and should get made up. To Amri Inshi, because people have a saying, bas shitin gebas shis. Lakal tavla rata. When the bell rings and the music starts playing, there's no difference between a 6-year-old and a 60-year-old. Meaning, oh, just like the young women like to get dressed up, the older women need to also get dressed up. And therefore, there's no problem. They could do it on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Domer, lo tasud. She shouldn't put on this clay because it looks terrible. Only when she takes it off, it looks nice. Tani Rabbi Domer, isha lo tasud mipnei, shenivul hu looks, looks disgusting. If you could take it off on Chol HaMoed itself, you're allowed to put it on. He actually, even though it's a pain in the neck right now, she'll be happy with it afterwards. Really, do Rabbi Yehuda say something that's painful at the time and nice afterwards? Is that really mutter? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that svar? Tonight we're into the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah. 3 days before the non-Jewish holidays, you're not allowed to do business with them. So you don't cause the guy to praise his avodah zarah that he had a good business deal. He's gonna, and the pasuk says, "Hashem Elohim Achirim Lo Yishamal Picha." Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifrayin Mehad Mipnei She Meitzar. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to collect the debts from the goyim 3 days before Yontif because that's a pain in the neck for them. They're paying the debts. Amar Lo the Chum said, "Afal Pi She Meitzar Achshav Samechu Lachazman." Even though he's not happy as he's paying it. But he's happy once his debts are clear. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it as far. I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchus moed. Don't bring rayas from the laws of Yontif. Dekulu, every malach of Yontif, meitzar achshav v'sameach lachar zman ninu. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says, everyone says, by Yontif, it's a pain in the neck, Yontif, for the women. They sit down to the Pesach Seder, and they're mishmatas because of all the... But afterwards, the whole Yontif is that way. All the preparations, all the cooking, all the whole Yontif is that way. So you can't bring a riot. Everyone agrees when it comes to Yontif that even though it's a pain in the neck while it's happening, it's the Simcha Lachar Zman overrides the pain in the neck as it's happening. Ravina Amar, different answer. Kusi Linin Piron La'olam Meitzar. A guy never likes to pay back his debt, even though he never likes to pay. Amar Yehuda Benosi Shashigula Perikon. A Jewish girl who has two saras and shows that they are a gedola. Lo higi lishanim, v'lo yilishanim, but they're not yet 12. So anios, toflos osa, and besid. The poor ones, they already start to put on the clay. Ashiros, toflos osa, and besoles. They need already a more finer thing, flour. Benois malachim b'shemen amor. Shnemar shishachad Hashem b'shemen amor. My shemen amor. Avhuna b'achi amar. Satchas. A type of spicy oil. Rav Yirmi barabi amar. Shemen zayish lo hevi shlish. Oil from olives that have not yet ripened a third of the way. Tanri huda omer an pikinon. This thing, you're not allowed to bring for a carbon mincha. Shemen zayish lo hevi shlish. V'lam masach. And also, why would they... Why would they do this? They would put that on them because it would take off the hair and make the flesh more healthy. Rav Bibi Havile Barta Vitafla Aver Aver. Rav Bibi had a daughter and he put the stuff on her one limb at a time. Shakalva Arba Mea Zuzi. She became so beautiful that he got 400 zuz as a dowry when he married her off. There was a guy in his community. Tafla b'chad zimna. So he said, "Oh, I see this system works." So he wanted to do it with his daughter. He mom smeared his daughter in one shot. Umesa, she died because of it. Amar, the guy blamed it on Rav Bibi. Katla Bibi labarti. I did what you did. You killed my daughter. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Bibi deshasi shichra. Bayan bante tafla. Anan delo shasin and shichra. Lo bayan bante tafla. Because he was so poor, he used to drink beer. So it caused his skin to, so bayin banti tafla. So he needed to smear his daughters with this stuff to make them beautiful. But other people that don't are not so poor, we drink wine, we don't drink beer, so we don't have to do this to our daughters. They can be beautiful even without this treatment. Okay? Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Tani. Pleasure to have you from Efrat. We have Tani Schwartzner joining us from Efrat live on the shiur here. Mordechai, good to see you. And Dr. Joe, Chana Chanuch, have a great Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, it'll be like, well, maybe we'll do a shiur for you guys, like, you know, for you, like 2 hours after Shabbos. We'll see what the Eilam wants for Shabbos.